The passage of Ballot Measure 2 made two big changes to the way Alaskans cast ballots in state and federal elections. First, it did away with party primary elections and replaced them with a single multi-party primary. The top four vote-getters in what some are calling the Tundra primary will advance to the general election in November. That's where the other big change comes in, ranked choice voting.
One of the big things for me is that this new system of voting eliminates this common problem we've had with spoilers.
That's Pat Race. He's an illustrator and filmmaker in Juneau, and he supported last year's ballot measure. He points to a few scenarios where ranked choice might have been helpful, like the 2018 governor's race between independent Governor Bill Walker, Democrat Mark Begich, and the eventual winner, Governor Mike Dunleavy. Walker eventually dropped out and threw his support behind Begich.
You've got three candidates, and two candidates are really spending a lot of time just trying to talk each other into dropping out, which isn't a productive policy debate.
Race says ranked choice voting would fix that problem, but in practice, does it? Well, voters in the state of Maine started using the system for federal elections back in 2018, and Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says the answer is yes.
One of the things that we observed is that candidates in three-way races were working hard not only to win voters, but to win second-place voters.
But she says education is critical. She recalls doing some pretty creative outreach to teach folks how the system worked.
I remember house parties that spring where we would bring different ice cream flavors and bring sample ballots for people to choose. Did they like the chocolate best, vanilla second best, strawberry third best? And then go forth and demonstrate how that tabulation works.
They'd count up everybody's first choice votes, and if more than half the voters listed chocolate as their first choice, that's it. That's the winner. End of election. But if no flavor got more than half of the first place votes, let's say chocolate and vanilla each got 40% and strawberry got 20%, they would go to a second round. Strawberry is in last place, so it's eliminated. And then it's a race between chocolate and vanilla. That means it's time to look at all the strawberry fans' second choices. So if people who voted for strawberry had to choose between chocolate and vanilla, which one would they prefer? To keep things simple, let's imagine that everyone who voted for strawberry listed chocolate as their second choice. All the votes for strawberry would move to chocolate in the second round, and chocolate would win that election with 60% of the vote. Bellows says outreach and education are important, but so is figuring out the best way to translate voters' preferences into votes.
Ballot design is very important. It's important that voters be able to understand what their choices are and how to mark their ballot.
Christopher Patton studies exactly that. He's a researcher with the Maryland-based nonprofit Center for Civic Design. I asked him what he thought of Alaska's first prototype ranked choice ballot. It lists candidates for each race with a grid next to it labeled first choice, second choice, and so on. There's also a space for write-in candidates.
Overall, this is a pretty good start on the ballot. I am really excited to see it.
He's a fan of the grid layout. Maine uses that same system.
And we've tested this with quite a few voters, and that this grid system, which you can see on our website, does seem to work the best, and so that is what we recommend.
He says he's glad to see clear instructions up at the top of the ballot, but he suggests a few minor wording changes to reduce how much voters have to read. Patton says it's great that there's also an illustration at the top of the ballot, but he suggests some changes there, too.
What I would suggest is that the illustration shows the hand actually marking on that grid that appears below, and that you show the correct way to do it, and you also show a couple incorrect ways to do it.
While there are some best practices his group recommends, he says there's no substitute for actually testing the ballot on everyday Alaskans in, say, a focus group. Alaska election officials declined interview requests for this story and did not respond to questions about how the state plans to test its ballots. The switch to ranked choice will likely have another effect, a longer wait for results in close races, possibly even longer than last year when Alaska was one of the last states to announce results. State officials warn that when one candidate receives less than 50% of the first choice vote, they won't run the second round of tabulation until 15 days after the election. They say that's to allow time to receive and verify absentee ballots. Patton and Maine Secretary of State Bellows say they both stand ready to answer any questions Alaska election officials have as they gear up for the state's first ranked choice election in November 2022. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.